Welcome to Tuned to Yesterday, broadcasting programs from radio's past. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. Coming up in this hour, horror. Later on, we hear On a Country Road, a famous story from the suspense series. Right now, it's The Hermit's Cave, to keep you on the edge of your seat with the story reflected image, the syndicated broadcast from 1944.
The Mummers in the Little Theater of the Air.
You gotta wait. I can't go a step farther.
Gotta keep going.
Oh, this heat. This desert heat. I can't go on.
Listen, Taylor. We keep going. We're bound to strike civilization before long.
Don't be such a devil, Dan. I gotta rest.
All right. For a few minutes, then.
Desert. Desert. I hate it. Walking for hours, sun beating down.
Stop it, Taylor. You can't go on that way. If you do, you'll go loco.
Come on. Let me have a drink of water.
We should wait till the sun goes down. Do us more good then.
You are the devil, holding out on water. My tongue's like a bale of cotton.
All right. You think I'm a devil holdouting out? There isn't any more water.
No more water?
I drained the last one we took that drink 4 or 5 hours ago.
I don't believe it. Let me have the bottle.
Here.
No water. No more water. No more water.
Well, listen. It'll do no good to get panicky. Only make your thirst worse. Crying out like that. Just another day would bring us into a settlement.
Lost. Our bones will bleach white here on the desert.
Sit back and rest. It's getting cooler now.
Dan, look. Look over there, atop that rise of sand.
I'm looking.
Do you see her standing there?
I see the dead stump of a tree. So do you.
I see her. A beautiful woman. The breeze blow on her dress. So cool-like. And Dan, she's waving to us, beckoning us to come on.
Taylor, where are you going? Come back here.
Wait. I'm coming. I see you. Don't go away. I'll get up. Just wait, that's all. Wait.
Follow me. I'll take you to our cabin.
Cabin? Water.
There's a well near the cabin. Follow me.
Dan, she's real. She's telling us to follow her. Dan, hurry.
Follow me. Follow me to the cabin. All the water that you wanted there. Follow me.
Dan.
Taylor, you've got to get a hold of yourself.
I talked to her. There was a woman here. It was no dead tree. She said to follow her. That way. East, she said, to the cabin and water. Dan, you gotta believe. You gotta try it. Help me up, Dan.
Taylor, you're seeing things.
No, you gotta try. She was here, and she said to follow her.
I can't believe you saw anyone.
It's worth trying, isn't it, Dan? I talked to her. She said to walk this way. Come on.
It's getting too dark to see, Taylor. We ought to...
Oh, you're going to try.
Well...
Come on.
Where's the woman now?
She went ahead. I saw her move this way.
Hello? Hello? See? No one answers. You didn't see any woman.
We got to keep walking this way, Dan.
Oh, it's crazy.
Cabin. Water. The woman said this way.
There wasn't any woman. You've gone off your nut, Taylor. If you don't stop this crazy stuff, I'm going to leave here in the morning. Psych out for myself.
Look. Look. Do you see?
Why, all that's good. A light.
I told you. Cabin, water, just as the woman said.
You must have seen the woman, Taylor. I didn't believe.
Come on, Dan, hurry.
We've struck real luck. Luck and water. Hello? Hello? We're coming. Hello? No one answers. It ain't a light in the cabin, Taylor. It's a star we see.
No. It ain't no star. It's a light in a cabin. Too big for a star.
It is pretty big, Taylor. You're right. I can see the shack now.
Sure.
Come on. The cabin door is open. They've heard us. The woman is waiting for us.
Hooray. Water. Water.
Take it easy, partner. Don't drink too fast or too much at first.
That's enough, Taylor, for now.
Where's your outfit, Stanley?
Lost it 3 days ago.
You ain't packing any guns?
No, we haven't any.
Then you're welcome to stay the night.
It was mighty nice of your wife to tell us we were welcome here.
What's that, Stanley?
Your wife, or the woman that told us to follow her here to the cabin and water.
I don't savvy what you mean.
Funny thing. I could drink forever, but it don't seem to quench my thirst.
Let me take the cup now.
Both of you better take it easy. Like you said, too much ain't good all of a sudden. Strangers, what are you doing here in the desert?
A storm overtook us 4 or 5 days ago. We didn't even have time to unpack the animals.
And when the storm was over, horses, outfit, everything gone.
I see. What was this about you seeing a woman who directed you here to my cabin?
Taylor here, he thought he saw a woman waving to him. A woman who said there was a cabin and a well of water near. But I figured all the time he was seeing things. Sort of a reflected image on the desert sands.
Yeah. Folks drifting into insanity are always seeing things on the desert.
Sure. I know. Now, how far away from the nearest settlement?
The nearest settlement is about 35 miles due east of here.
Not as far as I thought. We can start out in the morning.
Sure. I'll give you directions.
Fine, partner. Fine. You live here all alone?
Yep. My name is Fred Holker.
Well, glad to meet you. I'm Dan Torrance. My partner, Taylor Wiley.
You're welcome from the night. I'll rustle up some grub. And after eating, I'll tell you a desert story that'll put you seeing a woman on the desert in the small class, as stories go. Yes. I'll tell you a real desert story, if you wouldn't listen. This story will tell you what horrible things the desert can do to folks. It was about 3 years ago that me and my partner got together all our possessions. We sold them for all the profit we could get. Then bought stuff to start out on a prospecting trip. For a while, we didn't strike enough gold to make expenses. Then one morning, Ab and me made a walloping strike and hightailed it to town with our samples.
What's all the shooting about?
Me and Ab just come from the assaying office, that's what.
Go on, what's the news?
We stuck it, boys. We stuck it rich.
You hear that? All across an Ab has struck it.
I'll say we stuck it. No more grubbing for us. We're in the money, boys. We're in. Yep, we was rich. The first thing I did was to send back to the settlement for my girl to come out to me. Ab helped me get ready for her. We built this here cabin. Of course, it's no mansion, but it's a sight better than most desert shanties. Well, Lila came out, and we was married in El Toro. Then came back here to the cabin. Lila, she brought things along to pretty up the place. Curtains and such. We was real happy. Ab, Lila, and me. And the gold was still coming in. Night times, Lila and me would make plans as to how we were going to the big cities and live like king and queen. Then one morning, I comes into the cabin. Lila was sitting in that chair where you are sitting now, stranger. And Ab was standing there by the table. I could sense right away that something was up. I says, supper on, Lila?
No.
Time for grub, ain't it?
Maybe so.
Go on, Lila. Tell him.
Tell me what?
Lila don't want to stay here with you anymore, Fred.
Rick and Lila's able to talk for herself, Ab. What's this Ab is telling me, Lila?
Ab's got it right, Fred. I hate it out here. And you won't give up and say we got enough to move on.
Well, now.
Let me do the talking. I can't stand it here in the desert. Not any longer. I'll go crazy if I have to be here another day.
But I thought...
Go on, tell him all of it, Lila. It ain't only the desert you don't like. Him. Lila's in love with me.
Is this true? Lila, tell me. Is it the truth, what Ab is saying?
Yes.
Hey, Ab, you desert rat. I'll break every bone in your body.
Now, take it easy. You won't touch me so long as I got the draw on you.
Fight like a man, you yellow livered skunk. Put down that gun and fight like a man.
Yeah, don't listen to him. Don't you lay a hand on Ab, Fred.
I ain't afraid to fight him. There's my gun on the table. Now, come on ahead.
Yeah.
Are you...
That's what I aim to do. Kill him. You'll never walk out of here. You're poisoned like a snake.
I give up. No. I'll get out.
Then I'm through with you. You'll crawl on your hands and knees.
No, don't. I give up. Stop it.
I meant to kill you, you skunk.
I can still fight this rat with one arm. And you...
No, Fred! No! No, I give up! No!
Ab, speak to me. You killed him. You killed Ab.
You can't kill a skunk like him.
He's not breathing. Look, his head's all smashed and hitting the table. Ab, speak to me.
Let me see him.
He's dead. You've killed him, Manfred Holcroft. Ab.
You're to blame for this, Lila. You're to blame for it all. A no good woman. You tried to kill me. For all your sins you'll pay. You'll start paying right now.
Did I tell the sheriff about you being a murderer?
You ain't going to tell the sheriff or nobody else what's happened in this cabin. You're going to do just what I tell you to do. And no more.
Tell you before the night is done.
And now, the hermit again.
Fred, Fred Holcroft continues to narrate his strange desert story to the two men who were led to his cabin by a woman. Listen.
Well, sir, we buried Ab that night.
What do you mean, we?
Lila and me. The woman who had betrayed me. I made her handle the shovel. I can remember as well as if it were today. She was sobbing and carrying on. But I kept her shoveling. Keep shoveling. Cover up the man you love. Make him a good deep grave. Don't look to me for mercy. Keep digging.
You love me once, Fred. You've got to have mercy.
I don't feel like you have no mercy for me. I hope he can still feel things while he's there in the sand. Yeah. I hope the sand chokes him. Burns out his eyes. Get up on your feet. He's buried deep enough now. And you listen to what I'm telling you. If anybody comes this way, we don't know what happened to Abby. You hear? We don't know nothing. I can tell by the look in your eyes that you figure I was mighty cruel to Lila. But you got to remember, she had played me dirt. And what's more, she had tried to murder me to save that skunk of a man. I couldn't forget that. I didn't forget it. Every hour, I made her suffer for her sins. I made her work the mine with me. Made her stand out in the blinding storms, in the heat of the sun, till her skin was burned black and her eyes all puffed and faded out. Till her beauty was gone forever. Well, as for me, I was sorting away the gold, burying it right underneath his cabin floor, biding my time, and waiting till I had enough gold to buy whatever I wanted from this life. Then, Lila, she took down with a fever. One night when the moon was riding high, in the sky bright as daylight on the desert sands, she got up from her bed. I tried to stop her.
Don't touch me. I'm going away.
You're sick, Lila. You can't leave the cabin.
I'm going to Ab.
To Ab, is it? Ain't you suffered enough for your sins? You still got to mention his name?
Let go of me, Fred. I gotta find Ab.
Go then. And never come back to this cabin. Never come back. I stood at the door of this cabin watching her stagger away in the moonlight night. I never searched for her body. Her bones are bleached white by now from the sun. As for me, well, I always figured on moving on. But the sun and the desert, the scorching sands and the wild winds blowing, all of it sort of got into my blood. And I've stayed on here, hoarding my gold. But one of these days, I'll be pulling out for the city, and the lights, the music, all the rich things money can buy.
I don't understand it. Why are you telling all this to us, two strangers? How do you know we won't report you as a murderer?
I don't likely know why I'm talking. Unless it's that the loneliness in the desert has got me.
You let the woman wander off into the desert to die?
I told you just as it happened.
Don't you understand, stranger? That woman didn't die. It was her we saw tonight. Her that beckoned us into this cabin. She never died at all.
Haley, you never saw any woman. You saw the dead stump of a tree. You thought it was someone moving.
She talked to me, I tell you.
What was that?
Don't you know? It's her. Look. Look out the window.
Lila.
That's the woman who beckoned to Dan and me. She's standing out there at the window.
No. She died there, Georgia.
I never died, Fred. Never died. I've come for you.
Don't let her in this cabin.
Look. She walked right through the door.
It can't be her.
Look closely, Fred. I've come to finish up what I should have done years ago.
Stop her. Don't let her do that again.
I've got it now, Fred. This time I'll do more than wing you.
She got me.
Grab him, Taylor.
Look at the blood.
Help her. I'm dying.
He's done for.
And the woman. She's disappeared through that door just like she came in.
She's gone. And you and I, Taylor, we're going to be accused of this murder. We're telling the story straight, mister. You've got to go out there and get his body. And you got to believe it. Just as we told you. The woman killed him and vanished. We're not guilty.
Sit down, stranger. Take it easy. What did you say the old guy's name was?
Fred Holcroft, he told us.
Old Fred, eh? Who struck it rich or thought he did?
That's him. He's lying there in the cabin now with a bullet through his heart.
I guess you two were really touched by the sun.
You got to go out to the cabin with us and see for yourself.
Listen, stranger. You ain't going to get anybody in Artura to go out to that desert shack to look for the body of Fred Holcroft.
What do you mean?
We mean there ain't no sense in looking for the body of him that's been dead for 20 years.
I don't get it. Fred Holcroft's been dead for 19 or 20 years. I went out there at the time, recollected well.
I was in the party that went out there, too.
Sure. Found his body and that of his wife, both stretched out on the floor of the cabin. Died of the fever, I reckon. Why, there ain't any cabin out there anymore. Blowed away long ago by the wind. Yes, sirree. You two have really been seeing things.
But you ain't the first ones that have come out of the desert telling about seeing a woman standing out there in the sand, beckoning them to the cabin in a water hole. Just a few months ago, a guy comes in here babbling about a woman who led him to a water hole. But ain't none of them ever been so touched before that they saw the old man or the cabin. Had a vision of a murder.
Did anyone ever find old Holcroft's gold?
Nope, nor his partner neither. Some folks reckoned he left Fred and his wife there to die and took the gold for himself.
Listen, then. It may be we saw a vision, but you come out there with us to the spot where the cabin did stand. Maybe we can prove to you that the story we heard last night was true. Here's where we start.
But you can see there ain't any cabin.
You said the gold was buried underneath the cabin floor.
That would be about here.
All right, for the heck of it, let's start digging.
Come on.
Gold. By cracky gold.
Just as we told you. Just as he told it to us. Visions, huh? Visions on a desert. But it was more than our being touched by the sun. We saw spirits of the dead. We saw them and heard them. And we've found the gold that brought about evil and murder.
Alone, but rather a ghostly vision of the past. Spirits that could not rest in their graves of sand. Ghostly visions returning to earth to walk the desert on moonlight nights. To speak to the living. To relate over and over the stories of their sin and murder. Yes. Turn on your lights. Turn them on. Pleasant dreams.
Thank you.
characters, places, and occurrences mentioned in the Hermit's Cave are fictitious, and similarity to persons, places, or occurrences is purely accidental.
The Hermit's Cave on Tuned to Yesterday, a syndicated recording from 1944. It's an hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. I'm your host, Mark Levanier. And now the first broadcast of Walter Bazaar's story, On a Country Road, on Suspense. It proved so popular among listeners that it was repeated three more times on the series, twice in 1954 alone. In this inaugural broadcast of the story, under the direction of Elliot Lewis, we hear his wife Kathy, Jeanette Nolan, and star Cary Grant from November 16, 1950 on CBS.
Autolite and its 96,000 dealers present Suspense. Tonight, Autolite brings you On a Country Road, a suspense play starring Mr. Cary Grant.
Relax, David. There's no hurry to get home.
You can relax in this mess of traffic. There must be a wreck or something up ahead.
This keeps up, we'll get caught in the rain.
Yeah, looks like a big storm building up, too. Hey, remember that shortcut?
Which one?
Oh, the little tarred road that goes across through Center Marches and comes out on the other highway.
One we took last summer?
Yeah. I'll turn off there and duck this pile up. I'd like to get as far as possible before that storm hits. Oh, why don't you put out your hand?
David, don't get mad.
Well, he cut right in front of me, trying to turn into that gas station.
Maybe he needed gas.
Oh. Turn on the radio, huh? Oh, there.
Police this afternoon issued
like
warnings
news
to all residents of Long Island to be on the
turn
lookout for Nellie Goller, a middle-aged woman described as dangerous and insane. She escaped this morning from Rescue Mental Hospital after fatally butchering a doctor, a nurse, and a ward attendant with a meat cleaver. This is the same Nellie Goller who a year ago murdered three persons on a Brooklyn street. This station
broadcasts my mother-in-law.
Full description on our regular newscast, which
at least we aren't the only crazy people on Long Island. Why didn't you change it?
I don't want to listen anymore. Let's get home quickly, David. I don't like being out here with that woman running loose.
Uh-oh. Here's the storm. Roll up the windows.
In just a moment, Mr. Cary Grant in the first act of On a Country Road.
Amazing, Wilcox, amazing.
What's so amazing, Senator?
Your victory in the election.
My candidate's victory, Senator, the famous Autolite Stay Full battery, the battery that needs water only three times a year in normal car use. Why, everybody voted for the Autolite Stay Full battery.
You had plenty in reserve, Wilcox.
Reserve? Why, the Autolite Stay Full battery has over three times the liquid reserve of batteries without Stay Full features.
Didn't you campaign with fiberglass retaining mats?
Sure did, Senator, because every positive plate of the Autolite Stay Full battery is protected with a fiberglass retaining mat to prevent shedding and flaking. See your neighborhood Autolite battery dealer now. And remember, you're always right. With Autolite.
And now, with On a Country Road and the performance of Mr. Cary Grant, Autolite hopes once again to keep you in suspense.
They put her to sleep instead of just locking her up where she can escape and kill more people.
Put who to sleep?
That woman they were talking about on the radio.
Oh, she can't help what she does. She's sick.
What good does that do the people who get chopped up with a meat cleaver?
I don't know. The laws were made before the doctors knew very much about the human mind.
I still don't know much.
Oh, I can see what it is. There's a roadblock up ahead.
What's happened?
I don't know. Cops all over the road.
David, I'll bet they're looking for that crazy woman.
Oh, I guess so.
I'll hold it a minute.
What's up, officer?
Just a checkup, folks. Anything in the back seat?
Only the blanket and the lunchbox.
We went on a picnic.
Yes, ma'am. Seen any hitchhikers?
Nope. Just traffic.
Okay. Move right along, please.
Are you looking for the crazy woman?
Move it along. Let's go.
He didn't answer.
He's busy.
What are you doing?
Listen.
All residents and motorists on Long Island are warned to be on the alert for the escaped insane woman who is somewhere on the island. She is described as tall, broad-shouldered, gray-haired, and rather heavy. She may still be armed with the cleaver. 100 men are searching the area, and they're prepared to shoot on sight. Here's another bulletin on the case, which just came in. Just a few minutes ago, the decapitated bodies of an elderly man and woman were found
by police
near Center Morris.
They haven't found her yet.
This will get us out of that traffic.
I'll repeat that. The bodies of an elderly couple have just been found in their car near Center Morris's on a lonely, tarred road. Police are certain they were killed by Nellie Goller, the insane woman now at large. Residents of the area are warned not to open their doors to strangers. Motorists are cautioned to stay off lonely roads and not to pick up any hitchhikers. All persons are asked to be on the lookout for this woman. Here is her description.
They haven't
again.
Caught her yet.
Better turn that off, darling.
I thought you wanted to hear it.
Well, that's enough of it.
She's believed to be armed with the meat cleaver.
This shortcut will save us a lot of time.
You turned off the highway.
Sure, I told you when I did it. We've come over a mile already. Save us a lot of time.
But David, didn't you hear what the radio said about staying off lonely roads?
Well, we only have to go across the other highway. It won't take long.
You sure?
Of course. We go past Center Marches, then take the left road and come out right by the highway bridge.
Center Marches is where she just killed those two people.
Oh, no, no, no. What can happen to us while we're driving? Besides, the whole island is full of men looking for this lunatic. They'll catch him.
Oh.
It's just a storm. Now, come on, quiet down. You're jumpy.
I guess I'm silly. David.
What?
The gas gauge says empty.
There's still a couple of gallons left when it points to empty.
How long has it said empty?
Don't know. I'll get gas when we get across to the other highway.
David, I'm scared.
Relax, honey. Rain and wind always make you nervous as a cat.
I wish we'd stayed on the highway.
If I'd known you'd act like this, I would have.
Well, it's not my fault.
It's not mine either. I'm having trouble enough just trying to see through this storm.
David, let's not fight.
Driving through these burned-out woods in this kind of weather is enough to give anyone the withers.
Oh, goodness, it got dark so fast. I can hardly see ahead even in the headlights.
There's something ahead.
Don't stop, David.
It's only a sign.
David, the crazy woman could be around here.
I'm not picking up anyone. I just want to know where I am.
Well, don't get out of the car.
I'm not. Calm down. Let's see. Santa Marge is that way. Now, we'll take this road.
Santa Marge's. This must be the road where she killed those people.
Dorothy, please.
Sorry. So jumpy. Turn on the radio. Oh, this is a desolate place. We haven't even passed a house yet. Miles of woods on both sides of us.
It's so dark, we couldn't have seen one if it were there. This rain seems to be getting worse.
David, I'm just sure this is the road where that woman killed those two people.
Oh, now, stop that, Dorothy.
That's why the police had a roadblock by this road. That crazy woman might be any place in these woods.
But not necessarily where we are. Oh.
David, what's the matter?
Oh, that's fine. What a place to run out of gas.
Oh, no! David, you mean we're stuck here?
Yeah, I'm afraid so, for the time being, anyway. I'm sorry, dear.
That crazy woman is in the woods. She'll kill us.
She's nowhere near us.
David, quick. Turn off your headlights.
Why? Did you hear something?
David, I don't know. I don't know, but I'm scared.
I guess I should have got gas.
Oh, turn off the headlights, please.
Why?
She'll see us if you don't.
We won't see her if I do.
Please, David, turn them off.
Oh, now listen, Dorothy. Don't let this silly thing get the better of you.
Oh, just look at the headlights. Poking into darkness and nothing but wet bushes and trees. Rain falling. Please, David.
Oh, all right. There, now they're off. You feel better sitting in the dark?
Oh, if only the thunder and lightning would stop. and this rain.
Look, Dorothy, there's no sense sitting here all night. It's only a few minutes past 10 o'clock. I'm going to walk up the road a bit. There might be a house or something.
You're not going to leave me here. I won't let you go.
But Dorothy, we can't sit here in the middle of nowhere for the rest of the night.
We're safer here than out there. David, she's probably hiding in the woods. She's just waiting for a chance to kill us.
Oh, come on, Dorothy. Why should she be right where we run out of gas?
Why can't she be here? Please stay in the car.
All right.
Lock the doors from the inside.
Why? What is it?
Now she can't get in here.
She's nowhere near us.
Don't be mad at me, David. I'm so scared.
Well, if she's out there, she can easily smash the windows.
Oh, don't scare me anymore. I know I'm acting silly. I can't help it.
Come, let me put my arm around you. There.
Oh, Dave.
Okay. Put your head on my shoulder.
Forgive me, David.
Well, go ahead and cry. Go on. It'll make you feel better.
Isn't there some popular music?
Turn out a search for the escaped insane woman who has killed five persons since fleeing from a Long Island mental hospital. Rain and darkness are hampering the search. Over 100 police are combing the wooded area near Center Moriches. It was near there that an elderly couple were butchered on a lonely, tarred road. In making her escape this morning, the madwoman killed a doctor, nurse, and...
Let's leave it out for a while, huh?
So quiet and lonely here. Wish it were morning.
Look, Dorothy, I'll run up the road. There might be
no,
a house.
No, David, please. David, listen. Did you hear that?
What? I don't hear anything.
Listen. There it is.
No, I can't. It's a dog. A little dog barking.
Oh, David.
Well, I guess it's only a lost dog. Or maybe there's a house nearby.
Or the crazy woman. Oh, David! She's out
there! Something hit the back of the car.
It's her!
Is the door locked on your side?
Yes. Well, what if she breaks the windows? She's got a cleaver.
In that flash of lightning, I saw somebody.
Is it the crazy woman?
I can't tell. She's lying on the road.
Can you see her? Is she still there?
Too dark to see. Have to wait for the lightning. I saw her. She's getting up now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Calm down. No, please.
What is she doing?
I don't know. She must have been running. She didn't see the car and ran right into it.
She's at the window, right next to you.
Oh, my Lord! Look at her! Get away from that window!
David, she's trying to get in the car.
Look at that face! And her hair! Go away!
Let me in! I'm not crazy! The crazy woman is after me!
David, don't let her in.
Let me in!
I'm not going to scare her. Hey. Go away! Go away! We've got a gun! We'll shoot!
It worked. She's staring at us.
I'm warning you. I'll shoot.
David, she's coming back.
Please, don't leave me out here. Please. That woman will kill me. Please.
David, take your pipe. Hold it like a gun. It'll look like a gun.
Where is it? Where is it? In the glove compartment.
Here. Here it is. Here.
Look. I've got a gun. I'm going to shoot.
She's backing away.
Keep going before I start shooting.
David. She's gone. She disappeared.
We can't get out now. All we can do is sit here all night and wait for help.
Can you see her? Where'd she go?
I don't know. She's out there, though. Probably planning on how to get in this car.
David, what are we going to do? She's the one I know.
But she didn't have a cleaver.
She must have dropped it when she ran into the car. Face is all twisted, her hair hanging down.
And she's back there looking for the cleaver now.
She'll kill us. She'll kill us.
Dorothy, stop it.
She'll kill us. David! 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 The window. David, she broke the window.
Get away from there. Stay out of the car.
I'm coming in. I can't stand
it. Stay out of
the
car. I warn you. I've got a gun.
You wouldn't shoot me.
Go away. You're crazy. We know all about you.
I'm not the crazy woman. Believe me. Let me in.
Don't do it, David. She's trying to trick us.
Listen to me, please. I've been running in this awful storm. My car is stuck in the ditch back there.
How far back?
I don't know. It seems like miles. I heard about the crazy woman on the radio. I was afraid to stay in the car alone. Let me in.
No, David.
Go back to your own car.
No. It's so dark and so lonely in this storm. I locked the doors, but I was afraid I could see things and hear things in the darkness. I couldn't stand it anymore. I got out and I ran. It's the rain. That's why I look like this. I'm not the crazy woman.
Dorothy, maybe she isn't the crazy woman. Maybe she's just scared and exhausted.
Let me in, please. Let me in.
No, David, no. She's the one I know.
The crazy woman had a cleaver. I'm not armed. The three of us will be safer together.
No, she makes sense to me, Dorothy. We would be safer with one more person.
Oh, David, I don't know.
Let me in, please. I'm wet to the skin.
I'm going to unlock the door, Dorothy.
David.
Oh.
All right. Now, get in. Oh. Make one move and I'll shoot you.
Oh, it's good. Sit down.
All right. Now, there's a blanket on the floor back there. Try and dry yourself off with it.
Oh, the darkness and the rain. It was enough to drive me out of my mind.
Well, just take it easy, lady.
I ran and ran. All I could hear was feet chasing after me, hunting me.
Do you live near here?
Farther out, near Restview. I used to live in Brooklyn.
Restview is the mental hospital.
I know. I'm used to the crazy people. But not a night in a lonely place like this. Not the kind who kill people.
You live at Restview?
No, just near there.
David, we can't sit here not knowing. If we could get to a phone.
A phone? Why?
To call the police. Get some help.
No, don't do that.
Why not? Why don't you want the police?
Oh, I do, but you'd be killed.
What do you mean?
The woman. She'll kill him if he goes away from this car. Oh, there's that dog. You hear it? Somebody's out there.
Well, there must be a house up ahead. Maybe it's barking to be let in.
No. It senses somebody. There's somebody out there. The crazy woman's creeping around out there. Quick! Let's get away.
Look out, David.
Let go of me. What are you trying to do?
Start the car, quick. We'll get away.
We're out of gas.
Out of gas?
You don't think we parked here for the fun of it, do you?
Oh, such a desolate place to run out of gas.
Stop barking. What does it mean?
You can't just sit here. We've got to get away.
Oh, I'm not a magician, lady. I can't make gasoline out of rain.
Oh, we can't stay here the whole night. You hear me?
Let go of me. There's nothing I can do.
Try something, anything. Don't just sit there.
She's scaring me, David. Stop her.
Cut it out. Cut it out. You'll have us all in hysterics.
All right. All right. I'm sorry. Look, I got an idea. Give me your gun.
What for?
What for? I'll tell you. I want it. Give it to me.
David.
Listen to me. I'm all right, but I can't sit here all night. I go crazy.
Give me the gun. I'll go. I won't be afraid of the dark, the noises, the feet following me. I'll go. I promise you.
But give me the gun.
No, sit down.
Please. I'll go. I promise. I can't stand sitting in the dark like this.
Can't you stop her, David?
I told you to shut up. If you don't, you'll have to get out of the car.
Not into the woods again. Oh, you're nice people, aren't you? Or do you want me to leave so you can shoot me? Is that it?
We're not going to shoot you. We don't have a gun. It's only a pipe.
Dorothy.
A pipe? A smoking pipe?
David, I'm sorry.
Then you're unarmed.
I'm sorry,
yes,
David.
That's all right.
Why did you tell me you had a gun?
What difference would it make to you whether I'm armed or not?
I don't know you. Maybe you two are more dangerous than the crazy woman.
I'll tell you what I think. I think you're the crazy woman. The way you grabbed David when you wanted him to start the car.
Dorothy, stop it. Don't excite her.
Don't excite me? Why? Do you think I'm dangerous? An old woman you took into your car, two of you, and you're afraid of me?
I'm not afraid of you. Now sit back in the seat and don't try anything.
David, the storm is stopping. Maybe now is the time.
The time for what? What are you going to do? You two are up to something.
Oh, shut up! My wife meant now is the time to go for help.
I did not. I meant now is the time for us to escape. David, can't you see it? She's the one. She'll kill us.
You little...
Oh, stop it. Sit back in that seat.
You haven't got a gun.
No, but I've got a knife.
David!
It's my jackknife, but it's sharp and strong, so don't try any tricks.
All right. Threaten me. Watch me while that woman is out there. All you can do is sit and wait for her to make the next move.
David, she can kill us like that old man and woman. They must have been on the same road. They were in their car, too. They must have let her in.
We'll leave, then. The three of us will walk. We'll stay close together. We'll be quiet. Anyone hiding in the woods won't hear us.
Don't get out of the car, David.
Oh, how will we find our way? It's too dark.
We'll find our way.
Look out there. The road's full of shadows.
Get her out of the car, David. She wants to kill us. Kill you!
Now look, if you want to go, why don't you leave? We're going to stay here until some help comes.
Oh, I'd be helpless, alone, if I had a gun or something. Your knife.
Oh, why doesn't somebody come? Where are the police? I can't stand this.
Nobody will come. There's no one in these woods. They're burned out and deserted.
Dorothy, come on, please.
It was your idea to use this road. He wouldn't listen to me and stop for gas.
I couldn't help it. I got lost.
Oh, why don't you do something? Not just sit here waiting, waiting. Do something before we're murdered. Are you so helpless?
All right. I am going to do something. I'll go for help.
That's it. Get help. David, in her hand. I saw it in the moonlight. It glittered.
What is it?
Your wife is hysterical.
She was holding it. A long piece of broken glass, long and pointed. See? She doesn't answer. She's just watching us. What is she waiting for?
It's from the broken window. That's where she got it.
So what if I have it? I'm not going to sit here defenseless.
She's going to attack
us. Don't be silly. It was all right for you to have a knife. Why can't I be armed for whatever may come?
Give me that broken glass.
Give it to you? You think I'm crazy? You couldn't protect us from anything.
Hello?
David, what are you doing?
Why are you climbing over the seat?
I warn you. I'm through letting my wife be terrified. Give me that glass.
Stay away from me!
Once I left the car, you were going to butcher my wife with that broken glass.
No! No!
David! David!
Give me that glass!
You're crazy! Let me alone!
Hold her, David. Hold her. Don't let her free.
Wrong. Drop my arm.
You'll kill me.
Drop that glass.
You both gone crazy. Trying to kill me.
Like you were going to murder us.
No, I wasn't.
Don't let her get free.
I can't hold her. She's strong.
If you have a knife, then I'll have glass.
David, hold her.
Much longer.
David, I'm not crazy. Please, believe me.
You got my throat. Choking me.
Your knife. David, your knife.
David, you killed her. David, you killed her.
I couldn't help it. I didn't mean it.
Oh, you're covered with blood.
She was going to kill us. There's some lights. A car is coming. Help's coming.
Hey there, you in the car. Why are you parked here?
It's the police. At last.
We ran out of gas. The crazy woman.
What a night to run out of gas. You couldn't have picked a better spot. What with that woman running around loose?
Officer, we want to tell you.
A farmer up the road called and said his dog's been barking at something.
We caught her.
Who'd you catch?
The crazy woman. She's in the back seat, dead.
What? No, she's alive. Hurt bad, though.
She was trying to kill us.
Well, we'll get her to a hospital. You two had better come with me. We captured that crazy woman a half hour ago. I don't know who this lady is. Presented by Autolite. Tonight's star, Mr. Cary Grant.
Suspense on Tuned to Yesterday with a well-known story from the series On a Country Road from November 16th, 1950. That brings to an end this hour of horror on Tuned to Yesterday. Be sure to be with us next time for more great programs from radio's past. Until our next hour together, I'm Mark Levanier. Thanks for tuning in.